Tonight we bring you another performance from the magnificent new Kraft Music Hall, designed for your pleasure and dedicated to your entertainment by the Kraft Phoenix Cheese Corporation. The stage is set. The great cast of stars is in the wings. Helen Jepsen, Lee Wiley, and the brilliant Whiteman Ensemble. And tonight, a special chorus of mixed voices directed by Adolf Deutsch in a thrilling presentation of a new number called Beach Boy. The house lights are fading. The curtain's about to rise.
Curtain's going up. Curtain's going up.
The members of the Whiteman Orchestra, each in his new white summer tuxedo, come into view on the rising elevator to play Clap Your Hands from George Gershwin's O.K.
Brother?
Yeah!
Is you in trouble, sister?
Yeah!
Is I in trouble, as always in trouble.
Clap your hands, clap your thighs.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Everybody come along and join the jubilee. Clapping your hands, clapping your thighs. Don't you lose time, don't you lose time, don't you know. Check your shoe time now for you and me. On the sands of time, you were only a pebble. Remember, trouble must be treated just like a rebel. Stand to the devil, clapping your hands, clapping your thighs. Hallelujah, hallelujah, everybody come along, join the jubilee.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Trouble isn't sin. Don't let him in. Clapping your hands. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Clap your hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look out, look out, look out, trouble.
Presenting our Master of Ceremonies, Dean Taylor. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very proud moment for us because it's my very pleasant duty to tell you that a member of our music hall company last week became a member of another important musical organization, which is another way of telling you that the Metropolitan Opera Company has just signed up our bright particular craft prima donna, Helen Jepsen, to sing principal soprano roles there next season. We're all very happy about it. Even Miss Jepsen's happy about it. And we congratulate Miss Jepsen and also Mr. Giulio Gattacazazza, the general manager of the Met, who seems to be one of our listeners, because the Metropolitan people sent for Miss Jepsen after hearing her sing at our music hall. And so you won't mind if we're all a little excited about this, because we not only think that our Helen has a distinguished operatic future ahead of her, but we feel that with her charming hair and that lovely blonde personality, she's going to make a lot of friends. And just to give you an idea of what the Metropolitan Opera audiences are going to hear next season, we've asked her to sing the jewel song from Faust. Helen Jepsen, Madam Jepsen to you of the Metropolitan Opera Company.
Repo, 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 repo
Down, Mr. Kearney and a friend. Take the stage.
Miracle Whip salad dressing has captured American appetites. Millions of women are using
it. And now we bring you the air preview of RKO's new picture, Down to Their Last Yacht, the successor to the memorable Flying Down to Rio. Naturally, we can't reproduce the entire picture, but we can bring you the really extraordinarily fine musical score and some of the scenes. The story concerns the Jeffrey Colt Stratton, a socially prominent family who have lost all their money in the crash and who have been forced to accept jobs as department store clerks, who catch the 5:15 every evening and return to the only thing they have left of all their fortune, their yacht. As our scene opens, we find Mr. and Mrs. Colt Stratton and their daughter, Linda, played by Miss Lee Wiley, and the family is on their yacht having dinner.
Those were two lovely fish you caught, Jeffrey. They tasted simply divine.
Yes, lucky I caught them, or we'd have had nothing to eat tonight.
You know, Father, sometimes I rub my eyes and pinch myself to see if it's real or only a dream. I can't believe we're poor, when I think that just a few years ago you were worth $7 million.
Oh, don't remind your father of that, dear. He's doing the best he can.
Well, aren't we all? I sold $57 worth of stockings today, and I might be promoted to the glove counter.
And I sold $98 worth of ties. I had the highest book in the men's department today. Well, let's drink to the future.
Oh, I can't tell you how I enjoy this wine, Jeffrey. I thought it was all gone.
I've been saving it as a sort of surprise for you. It's the last bottle, worse luck.
It's like everything else we've ever had. Well, while it lasted.
Yoo-hoo!
Why, what can that be?
Come right in, Captain Roberts. They're here. Hi, folks. I don't understand.
Why, what's the meaning of this?
Sit down, big boy. I believe in putting everybody at their ease. Now, I've got a captain here without a ship, and you've got a ship without a captain, so I thought you two boys ought to get together.
Well, now that we kiddies have met, can I go and play with his engine?
Oh, all right, Captain. Look her over and see how you like her. I'll just sit down here and chin with the blue blood.
I don't believe I had the honor of knowing you.
That's all right, honey, all right. You see, I know all about you. That's my business. I'm Nella Fitzgerald. I run a bureau of information. If you want to know anything, do anything, get anywhere or anybody, ask Nella. That's my trademark.
If I might inquire...
You don't have to inquire because I'm telling you. Now, there's a gang of folks from the West Coast who got the dough you used to have. And they want to charter this yacht.
Well, upon my word.
Now, we'll pay you well for it.
We are not interested. We have no desire to associate with your newly rich friends.
We prefer to work for our living.
That's okay with me. You can work your way.
Hey, I'm not... Now, that's a swell idea. All the servants from the social register and all the passengers from the cash register.
Well, think it over, and I'll be back with the dough any time you say. Oh, Captain.
Yes, Ella.
Let's shove off and give them a chance to think it over.
How dare she even consent to such an arrangement?
Because she knows we're going to do it.
Linda!
Why not? We're broke, aren't we? Today you have to make the best of what you have. Hello. This is long after.
Oh, what do you think of those racketeers taking a cruise on our yacht?
Think of it.
What of it? The new order thing. Dave's got the money we used to have. World's upside down. We'll never get the proper stand on until we learn to stand on our heads. Fill the glasses, Father.
Yes, my dear.
Well, here's to the new world and the crazy sea. And if we never come back, what of it?
Topsy-turvy, round and round, this little world of ours is rolling upside down. Upside down. For everybody, for you and me. Times are changing more and more. No one knows just what we all are heading for. We've gone haywire, yes, sirree. Life ain't just what it used to be. You gotta take it or else. That's the slogan of yesterday. That's the game you've got to play. Funny little world. You've got to like it or else. It's the or else stage for you. It's the RL days for you, funny little world. And he who once sat in a golden chair, now is just a so-and-so. And he who once walked in his city's bare, is a millionaire round we go. You've got to take it or else. You'll find out what or else means. Life's a bag of jumping beans. Funny little world. He who once walked in his is a millionaire round we go. You've gotta take it or else. You'll find out what our else means. Life's a bag of jumping beans. Funny little world. So
ends the first scene. When the curtain rises again, we see the yacht filled to overflowing with the strangest crew that ever sailed on a ship. All the stewards and stewardesses are social registerites, and the passengers are bootleggers, racketeers, and gamblers, all out to enjoy their first cruise. Our hero, Barry, a rising young gambler, has struck up more than a passing acquaintance with Linda. When the curtain rises, Linda joins a group of passengers chatting on deck.
Are you traveling alone, Mr. Gilhooly?
Sure, Mr. Gilhooly couldn't get away. He's spending the winter in the South.
Pondy?
No, Atlanta.
Linda. Oh, Linda, you must meet Mr. Kennedy. He's the poultry king of the West Coast. His motto is, a chicken in every pot, but Joe gets all the white meat. Joe, meet Linda Cole Stratton.
How do you do?
Hey, Joe, you old sinner. Who are you taking with you?
Me. She's recuperating from an attack of larynx to Peter.
Well, where is she?
That's her repining over there.
Dad.
Yes, dear. Come in.
I see he takes good care of me.
Melinda?
Here comes your friend Barry. Gosh, he's got a lot of nerve. You know he's our one and only stowaway.
But he's awfully nice.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, pardon me. I didn't know you were busy.
Young man, I looked you up. You're not rated in Dun and Bradstreet, and you have no business on this cruise. Now, if I had my say,
I could... Gosh, it's good to see you alone a minute.
Well, you know, I'm a hard-working stewardess, and I haven't much time.
Well, look what they did to me. I have to serve the bouillon. Have a drink?
All right, Mr. Stowaway. That's good.
Oh, by the way, there's something I think you ought to know before we go any farther. It's going to be a shock to you, but you've got to know. I love you.
Really? Truly?
That's a crude statement of a beautiful truth. Later on, I hope to go into more graceful detail.
That's a pretty speech. You know where we're headed for.
No, maybe the steward knows. Oh, steward.
Yes, sir.
What's that land we're sighting?
That's the island of Malakamokalu.
What a funny name. What do they do there for a living?
You'd be surprised. They just live to enjoy themselves. No worries, no cares, no work. Ah, too bad.
Sounds wonderful.
There's nothing else to do in Malakamokalu but love. Sun sit and spoon under the tropic moon above. It's just a happy playground of love and romance. All you do is play around. You play all day and then at night you play again. The wicky wacky woo at Malakamokalu is grand. The lovely way it's done, only the natives understand. I'd love to live in love forever. Make that little island my land. You have to eat and drink, and all the time you're thinking of. There's nothing else to do in Malakamokalu but love. All kinds of people have to love.
Now our good ship has gone aground, off the island, and all the passengers are welcomed by the Queen, while the natives of Malakamokalu are all Polynesians, the good Queen is white. In fact, she's not so good, having escaped from the law and set up this island kingdom where she'd be safe. Our next scene, which takes place sometime later, shows her preparing for the coronation of a new king. It seems that of all the passengers on the maroon ship, the Queen has chosen Barry as her consort. And as the curtain rises, we find the Queen trying to convince Barry that that's a good idea.
Your Majesty, who are these people in your court?
All are fugitives from justice. That's why we can't go back with any degree of safety. And that's why I can't allow you and your friends to go back.
Oh, I see.
How do you like my garden?
Well, it's beautiful. But what are those machine guns doing here?
Those are my perennials.
Oh.
Well, Barry boy, you're going to be king of this island.
Oh, yeah? Well, what if I turned out to be a disappointment as a king?
You'd be no exception to the rule.
But I don't want to be king. I'm in love with Linda.
You'll do as I say, or else. This is the or else age.
Oh, that's Freddie, one of the musicians from our ship.
Oh, he plays divinely.
Well, he's yours for the asking. Oh, Freddie.
Yes?
Oh, come here, Freddie. Meet the Queen. She's got a coronation on for tonight, and she's looking for a head man.
Well, that's me.
Ah, when you play, you remind me of my first husband.
And what happened to him?
I forget. I think he was poisoned.
Oh, Linda.
Yes, darling. Did you get away from her okay?
Yeah, I sure did. I knew she was crazy about saxophone players, so I planted Freddie in the garden. And when she heard him play, it was all over with me. Honey, we're going to make this coronation our coronation.
We couldn't have picked a more beautiful place. Look at that moon over the water. I'd love to spend the rest of my life right here.
You may have to.
What's that?
Look through the trees there. The natives are preparing for the ceremony. You've never seen anything like it, darling.
Are they playing for us?
Yes, dear. This is our night, and we shall make their ceremony our ceremony. For their music is the music of love.
This is what I've always dreamed of.
Well, darling, it's come true. Listen.
Thank you.
the Beach Boy by Anne Ronell, sung by our music hall artist. And as they take a curtain call, Mr. Claney comes into the spotlight.
It was bound to be a success, and it certainly is. The new salad dressing created by Kraft was bound to appeal. Whiteman has reserved your seats in appreciation of your purchase of Kraft products. This is Howard Claney closing the music hall and saying good night.
Taxis this way. Exit to the street.